Well, a fairly ridiculous opener for the Rangers, plus another opening day game played in a blizzard. We'll get to that coming up at 9:35. But first, it's a Friday edition of Gordo's Corner brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security. And also...
Jeez.
How can anyone talk with this going on up under?
Also by Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
I've heard this song 600 times this week.
It's the most annoying song of all time.
Yeah.
That part is what just, I think that was the original line that killed me when this song first came out.
In
the try.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the try. Good song or bad song?
Bad.
I think it's bad.
And then it has that weird part, you know, where it cuts back the acoustic and then the tempo slows way down again.
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't go halftime. They just change the tempo of the song entirely.
And they start you off with, I wake up in the morning and
Do the real version, Jer.
And
this is a band called Four Non Blondes. It was in the 90s, I think, right? And Four Non Blondes, the lead singer of it, Linda Perry, who wrote and sang this song, she went on to produce and write like a lot of Pink's hits.
Gaylord Perry's daughter.
No, I don't think they're related. How about the boo?
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man.
It's like from California. Why is she singing like
this? Or whatever that means.
Here we go.
Into a crisis.
It's too much rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on?
That's a give up lyric.
Yes.
Why would she scream that at the top of her lungs just walking out the door?
I don't know. I mean, I can understand you think to yourself what's going on, but screaming at the top of your lungs, that? Although the next verse is, and the fight. All right, maybe we do have to hear that. I'm telling you. Play this at Gitmo, those guys will sing.
Yeah.
Not to the song either. Oh! An owl, for some reason, is in the song now.
Oh my God, get on with it.
Hold on, she's trying.
And I try. Oh my God, do I try?
That is so ridiculous.
She tries all the time. In this institution.
And I pray.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, do I pray?
Oh my, I forgot how ridiculous this song is.
Listen to this.
For revolution.
Oh.
Into a crisis.
Okay, that's enough. All right.
That was enough.
I know. Before we get to fantastic Friday fan feedback, a couple notes here. HBO Max announced this week that Colin Firth, you remember that actor?
Mm-hmm.
He is going to star in an adaptation of the true crime series, The Staircase, which was this mini series from 2004. Did you watch that?
No.
I hope that's still streaming, The Staircase. It's really good.
Yeah?
It's one of those true crime things like Making of a Murderer and all those things. Don't y'all love those? I love those.
I think I've watched them.
You've never watched a multi-part series about some crime that just sucks you in? Mm-hmm. Hey, Craig, you watch
Murder Among Mormons.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I like them.
And you didn't watch Making a Murderer, the Stephen Avery story?
No.
Oh, man, that's the real classic.
What's that about?
This woman who is a photographer going to take some pictures. She goes missing at this junkyard, and it's the investigation of the Avery family, and this dude gets busted for it, and it's about all of him and his young nephew, how they get convicted and them trying to get it overturned because of spotty evidence and things like that.
I will sometimes run across Dateline and get sucked into one of those.
Yeah, I love true crime stuff.
But that's not the last time the husband returned to the house. Yeah. Okay, I gotta wait to find out what happens now.
A few formulaic tones of voice.
What's that guy's name? The Dateline guy, John...
Emaciated Ken Doll?
Yes, that guy.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But he does look like...
Keith Morrison.
Yeah, okay. Freeze-dried Ken Doll.
Yeah.
No offense. Well, they're going to do a movie adaptation of The Staircase. And if you haven't seen The Staircase, you should watch it. It's very good. It'll suck you in. And the crazy spin that happens towards the end of that, when a new theory emerges as to who did this crime.
Kent Spin.
It's very odd. It's a total Kent Spin.
Kent Spin.
Wheel of Fortune. There's some controversy going on there because this dude tried to solve the puzzle. It was under the category of Catch of the Day. And there were only two letters that were left. And he guessed the puzzle. He said, sole, flounder, cod, and catfish. And Pat Sajak says, no, and I'm sorry, that's incorrect. And then the woman right after him answers, sole, flounder, cod, catfish. And she gets it right.
What happened?
The guy said, and catfish. As he was naming off the words that were up there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his bad.
And because of that and that he put in there,
mm-hmm.
that meant that he was wrong.
Those are the rules.
Yep.
So you're okay with that?
Yep, yeah.
Half the people on Twitter were like, come on. And the other half were like, we have rules for a reason.
Right.
And Pat Sajak, to his credit, even said to the dude before he solved it, he said, okay, what is it? And don't add anything.
Wow, okay. So he
because
he
they
did
had
him a
this
solid.
Happen before, right?
Yeah, that's again, on that guy.
And the dude mentioned the word and, which was not in the puzzle.
Yep.
The Muser ruling is that's okay.
Yep.
All right. Mark sends us this in Fantastic Friday fan feedback. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to accepting listeners' calls during Fantastic Friday fan feedback.
Yeah. What are you
doing?
Well,
because callers ruined it.
It was a beatdown.
I miss having conversations with people.
I do too, but they don't do it responsibly, George.
Well, why don't we try again this Friday? Maybe it'll be better.
No way.
Maybe. If we have time here at the end of this.
We don't. No way. We can't go back.
Mark says, some separated at births examples for your consideration. Former Texas Rangers third baseman and coach Steve Buschel.
Ooh.
And Clarence Oddbody, Jimmy Stewart's guardian angel in It's a Wonderful Life.
I can't picture him.
I can. Think Steve Buschel.
Clarence Oddbody. yeah, a little bit. Sure. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
He also adds PGA golfer Ricky Fowler and Arya Stark from House of Winterfell and Game of Thrones. I don't think you guys were Game of Thrones either.
Gave it a couple episodes, not that great.
Yeah, dude, that one's not close.
Game of Thrones was great. Oh, okay. Well, apparently all the 200 hours I spent watching it just went
out. No, most people think you're right about that.
Clemson quarterback and first pick of the 2021 draft, Trevor Lawrence and Iggy Pop. Is there anything there?
Man, Iggy is pretty weathered.
Like young
I always
Iggy.
Confused Iggy Pop and, is it Scott Glenn, the actor? Is that his name?
Yeah, they look similar.
Yeah. That real weird old man body, but they're all ripped and sinewy.
Yep.
Look like he couldn't get through him with a serrated knife.
Yeah, even younger Iggy. I don't know if I see it outside of the hair.
Okay. He says, and I respectfully request a ruling from the uniform czar on the Texas flag emblem on the Rangers' sleeves. There's a blue blob in the bottom left that just doesn't belong. It looks like a child's drawing, and the Rangers will never be successful while that abomination is part of their uniform. Okay. We'll have the uniform czar check into that. Thanks for your time and attention to these matters, Mark in Fort Worth. We talked about the booming housing market here in DFW. And P1 Mina, she chimes in on this. She says, Gordon, I'm a local realtor, and I have written countless offers over the past few months for my buyers. To give you an example of the chaos, we are being beat out. Hey, Kay. We're being beat out of offers left and right by buyers making cash offers with no contingencies. This is how overheated it is.
Wow.
Now there's bidding wars for every property. She says, I'm talking $600,000 price range, all cash. Who has that type of cash? It's heartbreaking to have to constantly tell my clients that their offers aren't getting accepted because they don't have over $500,000 lying around. As realtors, we face constant rejection, but this is some next level S, yo. As much as I want to believe things will balance out, I'm starting to think this will be the new normal for a while. I love you and I mean it, fellow RHS grad Mina. So I emailed her back and asked her, what are the reasons that are causing this? Because I had heard of a few different ones, such as lumber prices going way up, and I'll give you more on that in just a moment. But she said it's a mixture of things. It's people not selling because of fears with COVID, safety and economical impact, and also a housing shortage in general in both new and pre-owned homes. She says, did you know that 60,000 plus Californians moved here in the second half of last year?
Wow,
there's a lot, yeah.
She says, of course, there are people leaving Texas, too, but not in those kind of numbers. I think people are also worried they won't be able to find another home. So buyers are giving sellers everything they want, including three-month leasebacks. But that still might not be enough time in this market to find another home. On the listing side, it's a madhouse. Almost all of our listings have multiple offers and go under contract within days.
Huh.
Our clients that are selling investment properties can have returns of 200%. Right now.
Wow.
Oh.
That's from P1 Mina, a realtor. And on the lumber prices, lumber has hit an all-time high. It's up 188% since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. National Association of Home Builders, they calculate that the current lumber prices are adding at least $25,000 to the price tag of a new single-family home. So same home, just $25,000 more just in the lumber. And it's all supply and demand there because supply has fallen as a result of sawmills having to abide by COVID restrictions and limited employees and that. And then you have quarantining people at home who are like using their time to spruce up their house. So they're buying a lot of the lumber to fix up their own house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a shortage there. And then you have low interest rates and tight home inventory on the market, which has caused new home builders to try to ramp up production. And so that drives up the cost of lumber.
Wow. I was also told we had a lot of hurricane damage last year, too. Or
here in Dallas, Fort Worth?
No, nationwide.
Oh. I hadn't
heard that's added to the lumber crisis, too.
Who told you that?
A builder.
Can you identify that person?
At a time of my choosing.
Generic. Don't you think it's kind of weird that we still make homes out of wood? Yes. Like we frame them out of wood. It seems like we would have made the switch over. Maybe steel is just so much more expensive or something, but...
Yeah.
When are we going to switch to that poly wood? You know, they're doing that... Hey, Polly. They're doing that with, like, patio furniture instead of wood. They're making it out of Hollywood, which is
tech deck stuff.
It's recycled stuff. Yeah, kind of like that tech deck stuff. Mm-hmm. When do we start building homes out of that?
Thursdays.
On Thursdays, I see. I'm not getting any help.
I don't know. Give me a chance to do some research over the weekend. And then I'll leave you with a joke before we go to the phone calls.
I'm leaving.
No phone calls. It's going to be good.
Jared and I are leaving.
888-787-1310.
There's nobody on the line. Lines are closed.
Good. 888-787-1310.
No, line them up. 888-787-1310. Let us hear from you. Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Well, give Giorgio your opinion.
That's a good one.
Okay, here's the joke. My wife just gave birth today, and after thanking the doctor, I pulled him aside and sheepishly asked, "How soon do you think we'll be able to have sex?" And he looked at me and said, "I'm off duty in 10 minutes, parking garage B." That was good. Why didn't George like that?
I like that one. That's funny.
That was okay.
Whoa.
Well, I'm sorry. Don't be offended. You didn't write the joke.
No.
Don't be offended by it.
But I was just trying to add a little laughter to your life. And
I smiled.
That was a great Easter weekend joke.
Wow. I really thought that was going to make your Easter.
No, that did not make my Easter.
Oh, great. You triggered four non-blondes.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
Negative reactions to jokes.
Let's take 10 phone calls. We'll start off with...
Come on, Jer.
See, there's the slowdown that drives me crazy. 25 years and my life is still... Jer's not going to go to phone calls, is he?
Hey, I'm fine with that.
Jer?
What? I'm playing the song. This is a good song.
Yeah, Jer's busy.
Well,
Jer... That's the end of it. No, don't start it again. Fine, that's the end of the corner.
All
everybody
right.
Have a good Easter.
Happy Easter. 9:32 on the ticket. Let's get to that ridiculous Rangers opener and another opener played in a blizzard next.
Can't stand.